Oh, are you ready for some playoff football? We are at this time of year, New Year's. It's the playoffs. If the Buccaneers win, they clinch. There's going to be a party at Raymond James Stadium. Bring out the confetti. Bring out the NFC South title champion, the hats and the shirts and the party. And oh my God, the Saints are in desperation, almost beyond desperation mode. They have got to win this game. And isn't it fitting? It comes down to the Bucs and the Saints. Here we are, last week. One more week to go regular season, but this is it. If the Buccaneers win, they can rest their starters. They can get ready, even though head coach Todd Bowles says that they learned their lesson last year when they rested. But look, let's concentrate on this game. I've been here since the beginning, honored to be with you on the biggest, baddest, badass, informational and entertainment wise website in the world with Buccaneer news. That would be joebucksfan.com. Welcome to Bucks Kickoff Podcast. I'm Rock Riley and fired up. I'm at One Buck all week. I'm inside the press conferences. I'm inside the locker room. I'm talking, I'm seeing, I'm watching, and I give you my under the rock. We'll give you matchups. We'll go over the game plan, what I'm hearing and how I'm feeling over there, and then let's get ready for some football. Let me first tell you about the deal now. We're here at the end of the year. This deal at Bill Curry Ford has been extended right here till through the end of the year. And I am talking about an incredible offer, exclusive 0% financing for 72 months on new 2023 Ford 150s. Only place you will not find this deal anywhere, only at Bill Curry Ford Tampa, BillCurryFord.com. Beautiful showroom a half mile north of Raymond James Stadium. You go to BillCurryFord.com. GM Sean Sullivan is the man. Huge Bucks fan. Big football fan. He's got his own podcast. He's great, but he is the man when it comes to your automotive needs, be it new, be it used. He will guide you through the process. You can find him at BillCurryFord.com. You can go to Bill Curry Ford, again, half mile north of Raymond James Stadium. BillCurryFord.com. It's exclusive, incredible deal. 0% financing, 72 months, a new 2023 Ford 150s. BillCurryFord.com. All right, here we go. Buccaneers are hosting the New Orleans Saints. The Buccaneers come in red hot. They're playing really good football right now. Four straight wins, going for their fifth win in a row. At one point, it was looking bleak. They were 4-7. Bowles was on more of a hot seat. His butt was burning on that seat. Baker Mayfield, oh, is inconsistent. Oh, what are we going to do? We got to go high. You're going to get a high pick in the draft. No more. Well, at least where we are right now. Buccaneers are 8-7. Buccaneers are favored by 2.5. The over-under is 42.5. The New Orleans Saints. It is a total must-win. You know, we say must-win. No, they have to win. 7-8. Derek Carr and the Saints, very inconsistent all season long. Now, it's not like the Saints are really, really bad. They're not Carolina Panthers bad, okay? They're in that middle of the road, but on the lowest end of the middle of the road. I will explain. The Saints have won 3 road games this year. Colts, they beat the Patriots, and they beat the Panthers. 3 not very good team. The Rams took it to the Saints defense last week. Now, that was on Thursday night. The Buccaneers are looking to sweep the Saints. This would be the 4th year in a row that the Buccaneers would get into the playoffs. All they got to do is win this game, and there's the party and the celebration. The Saints come here with Derek Carr. His weapons are Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed, the young kid. Those guys can go deep, especially the speedster Olave as well. Now, I have got a source that he's in the NFL, and he's even been in at the Saints, okay? Not as a reporter, I mean in there. And Chris Olave is very talented, he says, but he's lazy. He is very, very lazy. but it's a little inside. It's not going to matter for this game. Again, Olave is very, very talented, but he doesn't go the extra mile. He's lazy, man. Dual threat. You got the dual threat, and he's always a threat, and that's Alvin Kamara. The Saints, what about the Saints defense? Well, here's the big one today. There is no corner Marshon Lattimore in this game. He is out on IR. So there's not going to be any battles with Mike Evans. And sometimes Evans, it gets into his head and he does the push, the shove, you never know, and tries to contain himself. He's not going to have to worry about that in this game. The defense has got Carl Granderson. He's got eight and a half sacks. Now, linebacker DeMario Davis, 108 tackles, 6.5 sacks, 9 tackles for loss, 11 QB hits. He's good. I'm going to hit on him in my Rocks matchup. Mayfield, when he was talking to us this week, what about this defense? He talked about DeMario Davis. He said he's great. And Pete Werner coming along on that other side. They're side-by-side linebackers. They're very, very good. Remember this, though. The Saints have had 10 days to prepare and rest and heal for this game. The Saints are coming off that Thursday night loss to the Rams, 30-22. The Saints were down 30-7 in the fourth quarter, and they fought back. They came to within 8. Falcons, meanwhile, they're 7-8, and they're at the Chicago Bears at 6-9. So that's the thing. Now, I noticed on JoeBucksFan.com, they monitored a longtime sideline reporter for the New Orleans Saints, Mike Nabors. He's been covering them all through the Drew Brees era, the whole bit. And he was on WDAE, and I read it on Joe Bucks Fan. I didn't hear it on the radio. He was really down on the Saints. There's not a lot of things they're doing good. Nothing. There's nothing really that they're doing well. That's what he had to say on that. And he knows. So, you know, it's been an inconsistent team. But the thing about it is they haven't quit. And they still have a way outside chance for this game. And every time, well, I shouldn't say every time, because the first game, the Buccaneers this year, they throttled the Saints. Baker Mayfield had a good game. If you remember, that was when Derek Carr, he had the injury, didn't know if he was going to play. He went out there and tried. He wasn't the same. But normally these games are going to be tight. For whatever reason, the Saints and the Buccaneers, even with Brady, the games are going to be tight. So I'm not expecting a blowout in this game, okay? But Baker Mayfield, I'm going to get to my Under the Rock segment here, behind the scenes, coming up here in just a minute. Baker Mayfield, okay? He's feeling it. He's not turning it over. In the Buccaneers' last four games, in this four-game winning streak, the Buccaneers, they're averaging 28.5 points. They're 4-0 in December. All right, they're confident. The offense, believe it or not, the Buccaneers right now have the longest active winning streak in the NFC. How about that? I was talking to a national reporter in the Buccaneers locker room on Thursday, and he goes around the league. Okay, he travels, he covers different teams, games. And he flat out was, and he's been with the NFL for, covering the NFL for a long time, real respected. And he's like, you know, it used to be, oh, the Eagles, look how good the Eagles are. Oh, the NFC South sucks. And oh, whoever wins that. No, not anymore. It's what are you doing right now? Are you peaking? The Buccaneers, honestly, they're ascending. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, are you ascending or descending? They are ascending. So you can't just say, like, oh, Eagles, slam dunk, if the Buccaneers end up playing them. Even the Dallas Cowboys, like the Buccaneers, man, have really, really, really come on. All right, the Buccaneers with, let's see, Baker Mayfield with one touchdown pass. If he gets one touchdown pass in this game, he will tie his personal best of 27 TDs on the year. That was his rookie year, 2018, with the Cleveland Browns. I even asked him on Wednesday, Baker, I know you know, it's a team thing, and I know that you went to the playoffs when you were young with Cleveland, but are you playing your best football right now? And he basically said he thinks he is. And then he went, you know, it's the whole offense, it's Canales, it's everybody involved, you know, and he did the right thing, he answered it the right thing, but very, very confident, a very, very confident Baker Mayfield right now from what I'm seeing. Running back Rashad White, he needs 127 yards to get 1,000 yards on the season. So if he doesn't get, if he gets 127 in this game, congratulations, man. Cheers, fist bump. Because, or more than that, because then he most likely would get it in the next week. But that's against Carolina, and it's also an extra week. You know what I mean? They've added that extra game this year. However, the last time a Buccaneer running back rushed for 1,000 yards, who was it? Muscle hamster, Doug Martin, 2015. I'm like, damn, that's 8 years ago? All right. Oh, by the way, out, totally out for this game. Outside linebacker Shaquille Barrett, cornerback Carlton Davis, because Davis was in concussion protocol, and tight end Cole Kieft. Not too concerned about Kieft. Not really that concerned, honestly, about Carlton Davis. Shaquille Barrett, So what you got now, you got Yaya Diaby, who is going to be a good one. GM Jason Light, good job on this draft last year, man. But anyway, Yaya Diaby on one side. And then on Friday, Bowles says it will either be Joe Tryon, Shoyanka, or Anthony Nelson or Joe Tryon, Shoyanka will rotate in and out. He goes, both of them got to be ready to go. He wouldn't say either one would be the starter. But Barrett is out. Carlton Davis is out. Cole Kieft is out. Watching it, if you're watching this game, check this out, man. This is the Fox number one team doing this game. Kevin Burkhart, Greg Olson, Aaron Andrews, and Tom Rinaldi on the sidelines. Fox is putting their number one crew on this game. All right, let me get into now my under the rock, okay? What I see being in the building, at the facility. Very, very, very confident. Wednesday is a walkthrough. They don't do much at all. They're just trying to just do a little bit of stretching. It's a walkthrough. It's walkthrough Wednesday, and you know what? It's worked out. Now, once we got into the locker room, a little bit more open, a little bit more upbeat on a Wednesday than normal Wednesdays, but a lot of guys were getting treatment. There weren't that many around, but it was kind of low key. We went over to Yaya Diaby, and he was just, I tell you what, man, I really like this kid. He's built like a brick shit house, okay? Natural athletic ability. Young, fast. The thing about it is, the run game coordinator that we heard from was saying his first step now is quick. He wasn't getting off as quick, and he's learned it. And that's what's giving him the success that he's having. He was also telling us that he is so much more confident now than when they played the Saints the first time. It's coming faster, easier to him, natural, not having to think. You know, when you're a rookie in the NFL, he was playing at Louisville. Now he's playing against the best in the world. And game isn't too big for him, isn't too fast for him. He's not a humble, he's not a bragger, but he was just saying the difference at this time of year compared to the beginning of the year. We go over to Devin White. Devin White, the main thing from Devin White was the reason why he was able to play as well as he did last week after being out is his foot feels so much better. And he was talking about, I got a high motor. I'm a high motor guy. And my motor had to go into the shop. And I admit it, I was not the same with that foot. But now I'm able to fly around. And that pick was very athletic. He's feeling good. He also was telling us that at times he'll go over to Levante David. He is amazed at what Levante David has been able to do. He said he is the best linebacker in football. I don't care what anybody says. I always asked him. He'll ask Levante some things. Even to this day, their lockers are side by side. They're pretty damn tight. So that was kind of cool. I noticed Devin White was playing cards with Mike Evans. There's no more chess. They've been playing, telling you guys, there's been chess boards out there for most of the season. And then, but anyway, that was on Wednesday. I saw Baker in the locker room, and it's interesting. You know, there's a couple of reporters trying to go over to talk to him. Like, the quarterback has his time at the podium on Wednesday. Leave him alone. But if you have a feature or something set up, I get it. But I never, you know, we used to see Jameis He'd be there at his locker. It's the same locker for Jameis and Brady and, you know, now Baker Mayfield. And the players really like Baker. They really, really do. And of course, he is loving it here. Rashad White, he is so happy right now. He's always one of the Joes on Joe Buck's Fan has a good point. There's not a microphone that he doesn't love. He walks around with his tiny mic segment that he does with Jill from the Buccaneers every Wednesday. It's his show. Players love going on it. They like Rashad White. Like I'm saying, when you're winning, nobody expected anything. That's the thing. There hasn't been any pressure on this team. There's been teams that I've covered where you go into it and you know that you're expected, man, to win it. And if you don't, you go on a losing streak, and then it sucks and this and that. Nobody expected anybody. And Todd Bowles talked about this on Friday. Like, nobody expected them. And they heard it. They heard it. Where people would say, oh, they're going to win three games, four games. They don't have the GOAT. They had salary cap. They got nobody. Oh, it's terrible. Here, what would this division title mean to this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team? This is a quote on Friday from Bruce Arians. Haven't seen Bruce Arians. He has not been around all year. This is from Todd Bowles. It would mean a lot. It would be huge for the young guys to get it. It would be huge for the guys to get it that were here because everybody counted them out. I think it would be huge for the coaches because they're working their tails off. It would be huge for the city because all year they heard we wouldn't win 1, 2, 3, 4 games. To have that title, everybody would have some sort of satisfaction. I think that was actually a good answer by Bowles. But that's the feeling I get. Like, this younger bunch in the mix with the veterans that won the Super Bowl, it's a really, 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 really good vibe. And there was energy. Canales has brought the energy. Canales has come through. If Canales was sucking and not getting it, it wouldn't be the same. So different, man. Look, I'm not here to destroy Leftwich. Leftwich was the GOAT. They did a nice job. He came in. He didn't know Brady. Remember when he went to Brady's house and he went to the wrong house? Do you remember that? With a bunch of footballs during COVID? Do you remember that? So they'll give them their due. They won a Super Bowl. And yeah, with the GOAT. But now I think there had to be an infusion of energy, a new younger a mind, and it's working out pretty damn good. Okay. Bowles, the same, win or lose. That's what Devin White was talking about, building this culture much better. Yeah, from last year. So that's what I want to tell you guys about. Okay, so now we go to, this is my under the rock, we go to Thursday. Little more spirited practice. We get in the locker room, and it was upbeat. And even the one Joe, he was there with me on Thursday, he wasn't there on Wednesday. He says, what was it like on Wednesday? I said, pretty much like this, but not even this much. He goes, you feel it upbeat? I said, I do. And I saw he wrote it on JoeBucksFan.com. You know, is this going to matter whether they play good or not? Well, sometimes it's an indication. Sometimes it is a little bit of an indication. Now, Dave Canales talked, but before we do that, well, we did talk with Tristan Wirfs. He's good. Luke Getteke, he came over because, you know, he was mic'd up and that video went viral. Did you see that? Where he was quoting Waterboy, the movie? And it was great. And he's like, look, that's how I am all the time. It's just so matter of fact that I was mic'd up. And, you know, he's feeling it. The offensive line, that's what Canales was saying. They're playing as a unit. That's what Baker was telling us. But listening to Canales, okay, what about Baker Mayfield? And he's like, a couple of things. He wants the ball in his hands at the end of the game or crunch time. He bets on himself. He's making good decisions. We've got the run-throw balance because there was a reporter that brought up to Canales, what's it like? You will be having, it looks like, two 1,000-yard receivers and 1,000-yard rusher in Rashad White. What is that like? And Canales was like, look, there were dark days. There were days that he questioned himself. Am I doing the right thing? I want to have a run, pass, balance, but I'm not here pounding. I'm just going to pound the rock, pound the rock, pound the rock, like many of you think. There's reasons why. And when you get a little bit of that running game going, the difference is, he said, it works great off of play action. We can do, you know, so many different things in the passing game. It keeps the defense off balance. You got to have it. And they're getting it right now. This, all those plays that he came up with and all the different looks, when they get to the line of scrimmage, they're also mixing it up a little bit. Because I told you last week, Canales said, he's realizing these defensive coordinators have so much film on the offense now that you go into halftime and what might be working, you come out in the second half, they're going to shut you down if you're running the same plays or coming to the line of scrimmage showing the same look. That's the thing. A lot of it's a copycat league, and it's not like anybody is, you know, reinventing the wheel, but it's giving a different look as to throw off a defense to not know what's coming. That's been what the game plan has been since Canales got here for mini a training camp, and now it's really coming together. The new looks, yes. And then he also talked about, somebody said, well, what's it going to mean to you if you guys win the NFC South? And then he said, no, I'm not going to cry again, because he started to cry. I'll tell you what, man. So many times, myself included, being in the media, we'll say, oh, come on, man. That's such coach speak. You're not telling us anything. Canales tells more and opens up more than any coach I think that I can remember, seriously, in all my years of covering the NFL. He was saying that he started with his wife. And look, I'm going to make this real brief because I know you don't care about the sappy crap, but his wife supported him when he was coaching his first time. It was a JV high school game, Carson High School against Venice. He was the JV coach. He was with his wife. They lost a game. He knew that, he remembers the score, 34-13. And he said it was also the best day of his life. He went to his wife and he's like, I love this. I'm built for this. This is what I'm going to do. And she goes, okay, I can see that. And I can see, I was watching. You're good at this. Let's go. I'm with you 100%. Let's see how far we can take it. And there you go. So he was just talking about the support that he's got from his wife. And of course, he's always talking about Goody and all the other coaches and this and that and this and that and this and that. So that was it. Now, Friday, they had their walkthrough and Chad Ochocinco was at practice. He was also there with the Madden ratings group, and Ocho had a hat on Madden ratings, this and that. He was out with the wide receivers. I know Jason Light was big smiles when he saw Ochocinco. Players love him. Players love him. I don't know if you've seen his podcast. I see these clips that he does with Club Shay. It is good. He is good. But anyway, it brings a little bit of something different when you get like a celebrity that shows up at the facility. So all in all, the vibe is very good. Confident, not cocky, upbeat, and why not? They win, they will win the NFC South. I'm just hoping, man, that they don't let us down, and then it's a do or die against Carolina. I mean, can you imagine? It could go roller coaster. I don't feel it, though, being there. I really don't. I don't. I feel a good vibe. I feel a really good vibe. All right, so the Buccaneers, let's get into some matchups that I like, some storylines in this game. But the Buccaneers could win their third straight NFC South title. Yes, they had the GOAT, but now who would have thought? What were they over the cap? How much were they over the cap? How much in dead cap money? Oh my God. Remember when Leftwich got fired, the offensive assistants got fired, they didn't have any money to spend. There was only Kyle Trask was the only quarterback on the roster. Oh my God. I had a guy that covers this team and a lot of teams for a long time. He goes, it's a 6-11, it's a 6-win vibe. It's a 6-win vibe. I said, oh, you think you're gonna win 6? That feels about right. Seriously. and then they get Baker Mayfield for the $4 million. And, oh, you don't know what you're getting. And Baker Mayfield's been bouncing around, and he's a turnover machine. And, oh, he's cocky in his attitude and this and that. And, oh, Todd Bowles is a bad head coach. Look at his record. And he doesn't have any emotion on the sidelines. And da, da, da. Look at where they are today. How about that? All right, so a couple of things. The big thing, I think, too, is Devin White is healthy. And Devin White wants a lot of money. And Devin White has a chance now. He's back in with his team. Look at all the snaps that he played. It was supposed to be KJ Britt and Devin White last week. Do you remember that? Well, here's your snap count. Devin White ended up playing 63 of 66 snaps. Hey, it's NFL. It's not for long. KJ Britt, you did a phenomenal job filling in. But KJ Britt, we're going with Devin White. Oh, we may need you. Stay ready, but that's just how it goes. That is how it goes. That big interception last week, Devin White, that was a good play. All right, some of the matchups. Let's just go for some fun. Let's go both quarterbacks in this game, okay? Because there's a misconception that Derek Carr really sucks. Derek Carr, and what have you done for me lately? I like to go on that. Derek Carr, the last four games, okay, is fourth in all of the NFC, or all of the NFL, in passer rating in the last four games. He does have the deep threat in Olave, who's already over 1,000 yards, and a lightning quick Rashid. So he's got deep threats. Let's go over, let's look at Mayfield and Carr. Now, Mayfield, the last four games, and it's been the four winning games in a row, is third in passer ratings. So Mayfield is third in passer ratings, and Derek Carr is fourth overall in the NFL in passer ratings. I was breaking down their stats, and they're very, very similar. The only difference is Baker Mayfield has seven more touchdowns than Derek Carr. How about that? How, you know? Matchups that I want to see. Buccaneers defense. Alvin Kamara, you tackle. Try to get him. He's hard. He's shifty. He's dual threat. He's over 1,000 yards from scrimmage. He's got six touchdowns. Take care of him. Don't let him run wild, okay? Rashad White, he is your dual threat, and he's going to be really seeing a lot of DeMario Davis. DeMario Davis is still, he is the lead. I know they're older. They are. They're older, this Saints team. But DeMario Davis, he is their leading tackler. He's also their best cover linebacker. So that's a matchup to watch. Bucs defense. Let's look at the Bucs defense. Let's look at this Saints defense. The Buccaneer defense, I still think you gotta get pressure on Derek Carr. Derek Carr is still pretty damn good. You cannot let him have a pocket open and time. You can't. And, you know, Shaq Barrett, you really haven't been getting to the quarterback. I know he's not playing today. Tryon Soyinka, you're going to get your reps. Anthony Nelson, you're going to get your reps. I ain't worried about Yaya Diaby. He's a beast. And he's going to get to Derek Carr. The Saints defense, it's still good. Ninth in the NFL in points allowed. They're only allowing 19.8 points per game. So they're allowing less than 20 points a game. They're seventh in the NFL in passing yards allowed. But if you just give Baker time, and he's pretty good at his pocket presence, I think he's going to be okay, because I think this offensive line is continuing to get better. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, again, they've been very fortunate. I don't want to jinx anything, but this offensive unit, boom. Thank God, because I don't know about the depth, right? Right? That's what it's going to come down to, how much of a run they can make. Staying healthy. I know it's more than a cliche. Rashad White's been healthy the whole time. Baker Mayfield. Look, Brady's been healthy the whole time he was here. Mayfield, too. Again, look at all your division leaders. Look at your starting quarterbacks, man. They've gone wire to wire. Yaya Diaby, he's going to be going up against Andris Peat on the offensive line. Now, they moved Peat outside to left tackle on week 7. For a young guy, he's done very well. Yaya Diaby, he's got his name in there for Defensive Rookie of the Year. The pass rush, the get off, he's quicker. He has learned some moves. That happens a lot of times to these guys on the line coming from college. They're so athletic, boom. But they're going up against offensive linemen that know the tricks. They know different moves. You got to learn some different moves to get to shed that blocker. Get off quick. That's what Yaya Diaby, the light bulb has come on, man. That's what Casey Rogers told us this week. So even if the Buccaneers lose, this is the one thing that actually worries me. Knowing that even if the Buccaneers lose, they could still win next week in a win over Carolina. If they win, then they can still get the NFC South title. I hope that wasn't drilled into them. They have to have this playoff mentality. That was the number one thing. When I went in the locker room at Raymond James Stadium last Sunday night at about 7:30, and going around that locker room, and they were all saying the same thing. Bowles had drilled into them, this is a playoff game. This is a playoff game. We lose, we're done. This is a playoff game. They've been doing this for like 4 weeks, and they've won each week. Drill it into them again. This is a playoff game. You want to win? You want the championship? You want the celebration and the music? You want to put on the shirts? You want the cigars? You want a party? You want to have a couple days off? Then win this freaking game. That's the mentality that they got to have. The last time, check this stat out. The last time the Buccaneers won 5 in a row in the regular season was 2016. Even years with the GOAT. How about that? All right, I'm getting so stinking pumped up. I really am. I do not want this season to end. I really don't. I love doing this Bucks Kickoff podcast on joebucksfan.com. You know, there's no better website. And they got a little humor in there. It's humorous. They don't take themselves that seriously, but they're so damn good. Anybody, anywhere talks about the Buccaneers or there is news, you got to go to joebucksfan.com. I go there 10 times a day during the season. All right, last week, what happened? You know about the Bucks-Jags game. Bucks win this one 30-12. Oh, check this out. I'm going down the locker room at Raymond. I'm going down the elevator, and there was 3 Jaguars beat writers, reporters that were with me. And the one, he's a very well-respected. He's been covering the NFL for a long time. And they were like, what kind of game was that? You know, they were talking. I said, you know what? Bowles said like a week or so ago, what is an upset anymore? Everybody's knocking everybody off, man. And this Jaguars NFL beat reporter turned to me and said, the Buccaneers are way better than the Jaguars. And he put way better. That wasn't even close. From the line of scrimmage to quarterback play to defense to everything. It wasn't even close. And the Jaguars are 8-7 and the Bucks are 8-7. But what have you done for me lately? That's what the great Joe Madden, Chicago Cubs World Series manager, turned around the Rays organization. He always tells me, I look at analytics. Don't give me what a player did. Of course, baseball is a long season. Don't give me what a player did in April. What has he done the last couple of weeks? What are you doing now? And the Buccaneers, I'm telling you, looking at that from high in the press box, oh my God, it was like a varsity against a JV. Seriously. And I'm not being a homer. You saw the game. All right. Okay, so Buccaneers game, Baker 283 against the Jags, 2 touchdowns to Mike Evans, 3 yards, 22 yards, 4th win in a row. Bucks, remember that when they had lost 6 of 7? Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence after the game. Now, he had cleared concussion protocol. And after the game, he said, it's really embarrassing. You put a lot of work in, and to look like you don't even practice, it's embarrassing. I was walking over to the media interview room when I came out, and Trevor Lawrence was walking right next to me. And He's tall. He's very tall. But it wasn't like a limp, but you could see that he was favoring one foot. He was playing on a bad ankle. His shoulder was also hurting, and he just had cleared concussion. But I mean, hey, it's the NFL. If you're out there, you're out there. But he just looked like he was beat up and battered, man. A week before, Baker had the perfect passer rating in the win. Remember that? Against Green Bay. In this Jags game last week, he led the Buccaneers to a 20-0 halftime lead. The Buccaneer defense, getting the turnovers, Devin White with the interception, Antonio Winfield, he's playing out of his mind with the pick. They led to Baker's touchdown passes, and the offense is converting when they get these turnovers. Yaya Diaby, a sack, a forced fumble. That set up Rashad White's two-yard touchdown run. At that time, the Buccaneers went up 27-0. And when you get up that much, then you start playing that prevent defense. Jaguars head coach Doug Peterson after the game said, "You can't pin all this on the quarterback. Everybody practiced as a team. It wasn't good. The sense of urgency wasn't there." Seriously. And the Jaguars are probably going to get in the playoffs. They're 8-7. You see what I'm saying? What a difference. What a difference. The Bucs and the Jaguars. Let's go to the Saints. Now, the Saints were on Thursday Night Football. They laid an egg. 30-22 was the final score. The Rams won it. But the Saints did have a two-game winning streak going in. That's what I'm saying about the inconsistency. Matthew Stafford, 328 and two touchdowns against that Saints defense. Puka Nacua, the running back. He also had 9 catches, 164 yards, and 1 touchdown. Kyren Williams ran for 104 yards. The Saints defense did not do a good job in this game. Derek Carr, 2 touchdown passes in the fourth. So they didn't quit. They were fighting back. He led them back. He has 2 touchdowns, the 2-point conversion, and that put them to within 8, and that was about it. Dennis Allen, after the game, admitted the Saints defense was confused by the Rams' pre-snap motions. That's what I'm saying. Keep it going, Canales. Allen gave props to Stafford. He said he's playing at a high level, good under pressure, pinpoint passes on his back foot. We had good coverage. The Rams were just better than us. Olave was a stud. He had 9 catches, 123. Shohei Ohtani, by the way, was at that game. But anyway, that's what you have done for me lately. All righty. Playoff scenario. Just, you know, like I say, you win, you're in. If the Saints lose, they're out. They're eliminated from playoff contention. The Saints will then miss the postseason for 3 years in a row. So the Saints, you know, 2 years with Dennis Allen as head coach, the Saints. Oh, here's another one. When the Saints play teams that are 500 or better this year, the Saints are 1-13. Buccaneers, of course, are better than 500 at 8-7. So the big picture from the Saints team that's coming in here to Ray J, they're 6-0 against the bad teams. They're 0-3. Against the good teams, like the Rams last week. And then they're 1-5 against the middle-of-the-road teams, like the Buccaneers. But like the Buccaneers are middle-of-the-road, but a little bit better. And they're ascending. And it's a road game. And you know the crowd's going to be jacked up. Todd Bowles wants you to be loud. And I don't make too much of the earlier season matchup because teams are usually a little different by now. But in that game, the Bucs and the Saints in October, Baker Mayfield had a good performance. The Buccaneers have not lost in this month of December. They beat the Panthers, the Falcons, the Packers, and the Jaguars, and now they have got the New Orleans Saints, their rival. So that was that. Now it was Christmas, the Christmas holiday, the quarterbacks This is a little fun stuff right now. I'm trying to calm myself down a little bit because I don't want to be too pumped up right until game time. You know what I mean? I want to be right ready in that press box. I got this guy, Mike Pepper, sitting next to me. And then I have Lee from Joe Bucks Fan. And I got the sage, Ira Kaufman, from Joe Bucks Fan. We're all in a row. And I'm right on the end, next to the wall. I got it, a corner and end unit. Second row, and I cannot stinking wait. It's this holiday season. The weather is going to be great. No chance. I think it's like a 7% chance of any kind of rain. We're not going to have to worry about it. The field conditions is going to be great. You know, it's there. And there's going to be a lot of Bucks fans. I don't know if the Saints are going to be here. Derek Carr gave the Saints receivers Rolex watches and diamond chains. And then Alave and Rashid Shaheed got iced out timepieces. And the rest got chains. And Derek Carr, this cracked me up. So Derek Carr got the receivers, the watches, and the diamond chains. He got them from Al the Jeweler in New Jersey. Al the Jeweler? He got custom pendants for Devontae Adams and Max Crosby when he was with the Raiders. He likes this Al the Jeweler out of New Jersey. Hey, Al. And we asked, or somebody asked, it might have been Jenna, Baker Mayfield. What'd you get? Did you get the receivers, anything, or your offense? No, the O-line. It was the O-line. And he said, I did, but it's going to be a little late. I got a boat trip with a chef, and we're going to get out on the water, and we're going to do it after our season is done. You know what? That's beautiful, because they are so concentrating on playoff game, playoff game, playoff game, playoff game, and now we're at game number 5 with that playoff mentality. Hainsey at his locker, he's a real serious dude. Like Gedeki, he's fun-loving. He's funny. Tristan Wirfs, a hell of a nice guy. But Hainsey doesn't smile. He's very serious, and he was the one. What was it in my feed? I put a video of Hainsey, and for 2 days, that thing blew up. I had Antoine Winfield in there. I had other stars. What was the Hainsey love? Is it because you never see him? My God, did somebody must have retweeted it in big name nationally or something, because it was 2 straight days. Robert Hainsey. How about that? We're going to end it on the Robert Hainsey Bucks kickoff, Joe Bucks Fan podcast here, week number 16 or wherever the hell we're at against the Saints. Listen, enjoy the hell out of this game. Oh my God. We're here now. And we got a shot. The Bucks have a shot at making a little bit of a run. Let's take care of this game first, though. Okay? The vibe is good. The feeling coming out of that building Thursday, Wednesday, feeling good, seeing it. But look how this NFL has gone. They've got to keep that mentality. And I hope, because again, if they lose, they still have a shot at winning it against Carolina next week. I hope they don't have that mentality, man. I really don't. I really don't. So thank you to JoeBucksFan.com, the biggest, baddest, badass, best Buccaneer website in the world by far. And BillCurryFord.com, Sean Sullivan, you guys are the best. And you are the best for listening to Bucks Kickoff Podcast. I will talk to you next week. Let's keep this thing rolling.